Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, Bessie Ray Bat Lucy, Evelyn Louise Bat Bessie Ray, and Roy Neil Ben Bessie Ray, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two main subjects that we want to discuss on the program this week. The first is, with the upcoming elections, we're discussing the really important elections for the Jewish people, and those are usually elections that involve self-hating Jews, because when self-hating Jewish politicians run, they are the worst disaster for the Jewish people, worse than the most horrible Gentile anti-Semites. And we have a race like that for the U.S. Senate in Nevada, between a self-hating Jewish candidate and their opponent. And we're going to discuss that. We also have the situation with Bibi Netanyahu again making a big speech before the United Nations and again revealing Israeli military secrets in order to try to impress the Goyim at the United Nations. And that literally is the reason why he is revealing Israeli military secrets. He is the type of Jew who desperately wants to impress the Goyim. And they are quite unimpressed with his bluffs and his empty speeches and empty rhetoric. That'll be the second subject. But first, I want to talk about this race in Nevada. You know that the election's coming up in early November, and it's an important election always, because when self-hating Jews reach positions of power, they use that against their own people. They are always the worst disaster for their own people, and it's no different in the race for U.S. Senate in Nevada. Just another example of what we have always said in JTF. You should 99.9% of the time vote against the Jewish candidate. 99.9% of the time. When a Jewish candidate is running for office outside of Israel, it is a disaster. They always betray Israel. They always sell out. They always stab Jews in the back to try to prove how loyal they are to the United States and how they're not loyal to Israel and not concerned about their own people, and how objective they are, and how open-minded they are. Only Jews do this, by the way. Blacks who run for office are loyal to blacks. Hispanics who run for office are loyal to Hispanics, and so on. Only Jews have this sick, demented, evil, cowardly obsession with betraying their own people and stabbing their own people in the back in order to try to prove to the Goyim that they're not loyal to Israel and the Jewish people, as if that's something noble, being a filthy low-life traitor, rat to your own people, as if there's something noble about that. Of course, nothing noble about it. It's disgusting. But anyway, this self-hating Jewish congresswoman, Jackie Rosen, Yimach Shma V'Zichra Hashem Reshaim Yerkav, she's the Democrat candidate, the left-wing Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate in Nevada, and according to the polls, she's leading. That's really terrible. She's running for the U.S. Senate against the incumbent Republican Senator Dean Heller. Now, I don't care about Dean Heller, okay? He's a goy. He's not Jewish, okay? So he is preferable, because whatever he does is not going to be 1,000th the damage that the self-hating Jew does if the self-hating Jew is working against Israel. And Dean Heller is just your average run-of-the-mill Republican senator from Nevada. But Jackie Rosen, she was the president of a conservative temple in Nevada. Now, let me explain something to people. First of all, Gentiles may not understand this, but conservative doesn't mean that they're politically conservative. Conservative is a term, a misnomer actually, that is used for an assimilationist movement in Judaism. In Judaism, we have Torah Judaism, which is Orthodox Torah Judaism. That's the only true Judaism, because that's the only Judaism where we believe in the Torah as divinely given by Hashem, by God, and believe in what the Bible and the Torah say. If you don't believe in what the Bible and Torah says, it's not Judaism. You can call it whatever you want, but it's not Judaism. The conservative, reform, reconstructionist, and all these other sick, demented, self-hating, cowardly assimilationist movements that started in the 19th century in Germany. And by the way, you saw what it led to in Germany. These movements that came up and that now have destroyed American Jewry. Spiritually, they have destroyed American Jewry. 90% of American Jews would not know a Jewish concept if they fell over one. If they tripped over it, they wouldn't know a Jewish concept. They are completely un-Jewish. Most of them are embarrassed of their Jewishness, embarrassed of Israel, couldn't care less about Israel. It's not even a consideration of theirs when they vote. I mean, they're scum. Scum! And the so-called conservative movement is part of this. We call them the conserved movement. Their so-called temples, by the way, are all empty. Only elderly people are there because young people left a long time ago. All the young people that were there all assimilated, intermarried. They're not even Jewish anymore. They're not members of anything anymore. Now they're Jews for nothing. They're Jews that believe in nothing. And you know, if you believe in nothing and stand for nothing, then you are nothing. And that is what most American Jews are. And a good example of that is Jackie Rosen. She was the president of the so-called conservative temple. And she's a left-wing Democrat who supported the Muslim Jew-hater Barack Hussein Obama, who supported the Jew-hating Clintons and supports all the enemies of the Jewish people, all the enemies of Israel she supports. And of course, she's in favor of all the litany of left-wing issues. That goes without saying. That I think everybody knows. Gay marriage and abortion on demand, murdering millions of unborn babies, and all the other left-wing horrible issues that the left stands for. Of course, Jackie Rosen, like all the self-hating Jews, she marches 100% in lockstep with that evil agenda. On Israel, which is the most important issue, she's anti-Israel, of course. She, you know, you have a goy Donald Trump who moves the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, which again is something that didn't impress me at all and that I thought was dangerous for Israel, because when he moved the U.S. embassy to Israel, and I criticize him from the right because I want an Israel that's stronger. If you criticize in order to make Israel stronger, that is true loyalty to Israel. If you criticize from the left to make Israel weaker, then you're a traitor. Okay? Criticizing from the right to make Israel stronger is not only legitimate, but it's obligatory. Criticizing from the left to make Israel weaker is treason. Now, I was not happy with the things that Trump did, because it's made these self-hating Jews in Israel think, oh, now we've got to make more concessions to show how grateful we are to Donald Trump that he moved the embassy, which in no way contributes to Israel's security, in no way helps Israel. What does that do for Israel? Is that helping with Iran building nuclear bombs? The fact the embassy is in Jerusalem, that's going to help Israel if God forbid, Iran builds nuclear bombs and throws nuclear bombs on Israel and there's a nuclear holocaust, God forbid? Is that going to help Israel in any way with the terror and the growing Arab Nazi population in Israel? And the growing population of illegal aliens from Africa and elsewhere that are flooding into Israel, and that have already more than 70% of the population in South Tel Aviv, is that going to help Israel that Donald Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem? It's not going to do any good. Only the sick Jews with this ghetto mentality who are so obsessed with getting the approval of the Goyim, only they are concerned about this issue. And so the fact that polls show now that Jews are more willing to make concessions and more willing, that for the first time, majority of Jews say they're willing to give up parts of Jerusalem even, of Jerusalem, Israel's capital, they're willing to give up now to show their gratitude to Donald Trump for moving the embassy. I mean, so I don't think that this was a good thing from that standpoint. But Jackie Rosen criticized it from a different point of view, from the left. She said it was provocative as far as the Arabs, and that Israel, the United States, should not do this unilaterally. In other words, if a goy does something that she deems to be pro-Israel, she's going to criticize him for it. In other words, she is more anti-Israel than the goyim, than Gentile anti-Semites. Gentile anti-Semites are less anti-Israel than this self-hating Jew. Because she's objective and she's fair, and on the one hand, but then again on the other hand, you know, she's one of these Jews on the one hand, but then again on the other hand, one of the objective Jews that call themselves objective. And they're completely, of course, they're not objective at all. They're sick, and they always turn against their own and do things against their own to try to bend over backwards and prove how fair they are, to prove how open-minded they are, to prove how they don't care about Israel, because they're human beings. We're not Jews. We're human beings. Those are the worst enemies of Israel. And that's Jackie Rosen. And she's running for the Senate in Nevada. And all the self-hating Jews are raising money for her. It'd be wonderful if we have a Jewish senator from Nevada. What would be so wonderful about it? I mean, we already have Jewish senators like Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders and these other beasts. Yimach Shmam v'zechram Shem Rashaim Yirkav. We have these beasts sitting in the Senate of Jewish descent, okay, of Semitic descent, who do everything they can to hurt Israel, everything to undermine Israel, who actually criticize Trump for pulling out of the Iran nuclear agreement. They want the nuclear agreement that Obama signed that enables Iran to build nuclear bombs to incinerate Israel. They said we shouldn't pull out of the agreement. We should have to keep, we have to honor and keep the agreement with Iran, the nuclear agreement with Iran, which enables Iran to build nuclear bombs. Iran is building nuclear bombs now to destroy Israel, and they openly say they're doing it to destroy Israel. And these Jewish senators and Congresswoman Jackie Rosen, she also has that position. She wants to continue the Iran nuclear bomb building agreement that Muslim Jew hater Barack Hussein Obama signed. And by the way, Donald Trump, he did pull out of the agreement with Iran, but he's not doing what should be done. What should be done is the United States Air Force should go in, and it could be done in 2 days. United States Air Force in 2 days can clean up and destroy Iran's entire nuclear program with conventional weapons. There's conventional bombing, destroy enough of Iran's nuclear program to set them back 10 years. The U.S. Air Force should do it, or the Israeli Air Force should do it. Neither one of them are going to do it. Ted Cruz would have done it. Ted Cruz promised to do it. He said, if you don't dismantle in a verifiable way your entire nuclear program, we're going to go in and do it for you. And he said, that's going to happen immediately when I take office. I'm going to give you that ultimatum. Cruz would have destroyed their program and eliminated this threat. But you self-hating Jews and you sick Jews who claim to be right-wing, you supported the orange orangutan. You put the orange orangutan in the White House. Now, Jackie Rosen, though, she's not happy with the orange orangutan because she wants him to be more anti-Israel. She wants him to be more like Obama and more anti-Israel even. Having her as a senator, of course, would be a catastrophe. She was the president of the temple and the ladies and the women's in Hadassah, and she's with all the organizations. That's why we had a Holocaust, because of beasts like this. All of Roosevelt's advisors, his big advisors, were Jews. The Secretary of the Treasury, Morgenthau, was a Jew. And his big advisors were all Jews, all the people giving him advice. His political advisors, his political consultants were all Jews, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, during the Holocaust. He could have stopped the Holocaust instantly. He could have sent the U.S. Air Force to destroy the rail lines leading to the concentration camps, destroy the concentration camps themselves. The Nazi murder machinery would have been stopped dead in their tracks. But not only didn't he do it, his Jewish advisors did nothing, never said a word to save the 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. Millions of Jews were burned and gassed, and they're sitting in the White House happy with the Jew-hating President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who allowed Hitler to murder the 6 million. And Jackie Rosen and Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders and all the other self-hating Jews, that's what they are. That's what they represent. And that's why we should be supporting Senator Dean Heller. If you know anybody in Nevada, of course, you should encourage them to support Senator Dean Heller, and we should be supporting. But it's not just this race. In general, don't vote for the Jewish candidate. The Jewish candidate is always a disaster for Israel, 99.9% of the time. And by the way, I would even say 100% of the time. I can't recall that 0.1% when it wasn't true, but I'm saying 99.9% to be safe. Because maybe somewhere out there, there's 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 1,000,000 that's an exception to the rule. I haven't found it. I haven't seen it yet. When Jews run for office outside of Israel, they almost always betray their people and betray Israel, which again is the issue you should be concerned about. If you're Jewish and your number one concern is not the land of Israel and the Jewish people in the land of Israel, then you're a traitor to the Jewish people and a self-hating Jew. That should be your number one concern. and that should override every other consideration. The next issue that we want to speak about is Iran, because Bibi Netanyahu again made a speech before the United Nations. And it's amazing. The Mossad, the Israeli security, secret security services, their intelligence services, have gotten into all of Iran's nuclear secrets. He knows, Bibi knows exactly where all of their nuclear installations are. You know, they always said, well, they have secret installations all over the place. We don't even know where they all are. That was one of the excuses used. Bibi has proven that that's not true. Israel knows exactly where almost everything important that they're doing in the nuclear field is. Israel has infiltrated into the deepest secrets of their nuclear program. And let me tell you something, if Israel can do that, if Israel can get into the deepest secrets and knows where all of their facilities are and can go into almost any room in their laboratories, if they're that much inside the Iranian nuclear program, then they can also destroy that program militarily if they want to. But Bibi Netanyahu will never do that, even though he himself has said many times that Israel is militarily capable of doing that if Israel wants to do it. But Israel doesn't want to do it because he, Bibi Netanyahu, and Naftali Bennett, and the other cowards, Avigdor Lieberman, the other cowards that run the Israeli government, the Judenrat Israeli government, they are so worried that they're going to upset the UN, and they're going to upset the European Union, and they're going to upset the Russian, they're going to upset the Russians, and they're going to upset this one or that one, that they won't do it. That they won't do it. In fact, Bibi wanted to order an attack on the nuclear facilities in Iran, but his generals objected and refused to obey orders. And he tolerated that instead of firing all of them and saying, what the hell is this? Who do you think you are? What is this, a military coup here? I order you to do something and you're telling me you're not going to do it? He has, because he's appointed left-wing self-hating Jews to run the Israeli army, the Israeli air force, all run by left-wing self-hating Jews. Despite that, the Jews are so brilliant with languages and with espionage, and they are so brilliant that Bibi got in. He showed that they know exactly where all the secret facilities are that the Americans don't know about. No one else knows about this. Bibi has gone, the Israelis have gone in, and they know where all the Iranian secret facilities are. Everything. I mean, it's just incredible. And they use this incredible talent. They waste this incredible talent that Hashem, that God has given them. Instead of using it to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program and to eliminate this threat of a nuclear holocaust, which is what is obligatory, which is what any sane people would do, instead of doing that, he runs to the UN to try to impress the Goyim. You see? Look how brilliant we are. Look, we were able to infiltrate. We were able to get all this information. We have all these secrets from Iran. Look at what we're exposing here. So they expose their new nuclear, that they have a new nuclear facility that nobody knew about. A secret little facility, and Israel knew about. Only Israel was able to find this out. And it's also, there are stories in the media now that there's another secret facility that Bibi didn't even reveal at the UN, but he had to leak that to the press in Israel also to let the Iranians know that he knows where everything they're doing. He knows everything that they're doing. He knows where everything is. He hopes he's impressing people like that. And by the way, yes, that is why Bibi does this. Jews like Bibi, self-hating Jews like Bibi, are so desperate to impress the Goyim. They are so anxious to impress the Goyim and show the Goyim, you see, as if the Goyim are going to be impressed with that. Well, you have all this information and you don't take action. You're just showing off and revealing it at the UN. You're showing off how smart you are at the UN and revealing it. That's going to impress people. First of all, Israel should not be concerned about impressing anybody when the survival of millions of Jews is at stake and lies in the balance. The only thing Israel should be concerned about is eliminating the threat of a nuclear holocaust. And that Israel is capable of doing. And Bibi proved that again by going to the UN and showing that they know where everything is. They know everything that moves in Iran. They know what's going on. So they clearly have the ability to easily outsmart the Iranians if they wanted to make military strikes against Iran and do a really brilliant operation against Iran. They know how to do that. But what the self-hating Jews like Bibi won't do is the one thing that, and again, I don't care about impressing anybody, But the one thing that would impress the world would be if Israel did destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, if after all the agreements and negotiations and the warnings and back and forth, decades of this, if Israel went in there and just wiped out the program and that was it, and that was the end of the program, that would impress the world. That would impress even our worst enemies would have to respect us for that and would be very impressed, just like the world was very impressed in the 1967 Six-Day War. Then the world was genuinely impressed and really respected the Jews and really respected Israel after the 1967 Six-Day War, when little Israel beat the living daylights out of the whole Arab world. The whole Arab world got together to gang up on Israel, on Israel's little borders. And outnumbered 100-1, the Israelis in 6 days beat them on 3 different military fronts. This little country beat them on 3 different military fronts. Israel was 4 times her original size, quadrupled in size in just 6 days. I mean, even in Hollywood, you don't see scenarios like this. This was as spectacular and breathtaking as any of the miracles of the Bible. This was truly a miracle of biblical proportions in every respect. And of course, Israel, the Israeli leaders couldn't wait to spoil the miracle and to want to give away all the land that they liberated, that God gave them in this war and that they liberated. They wanted to give it all. And they've already surrendered, by the way, 92-93% of the land they won in the 67 Six-Day War. They've already given back. They've already surrendered to the Arabs. They've already given it to the Arabs. I shouldn't say given back, because it never really belonged to the Arabs to begin with. It's all part of Eretz Yisrael. It's all part of the biblical land of Israel that's been promised eternally to the Jewish people. But this is the mentality of these self-hating Jews. They never get it. They never understand that the world doesn't admire worms who crawl on their belly, cowardly worms who crawl on their belly and beg for, please, please, have pity on us. Oh, please. The world doesn't respect that. The world does not respect a worm. Okay? The world respects the courageous Israelis of the Six-Day War in 1967, or of Entebbe. Those courageous Israelis who did those miraculous things, the David versus Goliath, that the world respects, that even our worst enemies would respect. But that's something these self-hating Jews could never get in their heads and never will. And that's why the worst enemy of the Jewish people are the self-hating Jews like Bibi Netanyahu. And that's why we're supporting Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in Israel. Because Bibi represents an unbelievable nightmare for the Jewish people on every front. He lets the Iranians build nuclear bombs. He lets the Hamas terrorists burn huge amounts of land in southern Israel now. There's massive, just incredible terror campaign and arson campaign going on in southern Israel. He allows tens of thousands of illegal aliens to continue to come flooding into the land of Israel. And again, over 70% of South Tel Aviv is now African illegal aliens. The things he allows, and he gives free electricity, free water, free medicine, billions of dollars in aid to our Arab enemies and to the terrorists. He's showing how humanitarian he is. While the whole world is accusing Israel of genocide, while they're financing their enemies who are exterminating them. I mean, this is you couldn't have a more ridiculous, unbelievable scenario than the one that these self-hating Jews always create for us. Here we have Israel getting down on their hands and knees, giving up. The Arabs would all be starving to death if not for all the free services and billions of dollars in aid that Israel gives them, the Arabs, throughout Gaza and Judea and Samaria, all over. The Israelis are the ones who are feeding them and clothing them and giving them medicine and giving them everything all for free. They never do that for Jews. They would never give that for free to Jews. While these same Arabs that they're giving it to are swearing that they're going to exterminate the Jews and are committing acts of terrorism and murdering Jews. Every single day, Jews are being attacked. There are terrorist attacks in Israel every day. This is so insane. And the whole world is saying that while Israel is doing all this, that Israel is committing genocide and that Israel should be boycotted and Israel is terrible. And the Jews still don't learn. And they won't learn until they have real leaders. Until they have real leaders. Moshe Feiglin he doesn't go as far as we would like to go. But he and the Zehut Party offer the type of leadership that would at least start putting us in the right direction. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. That's why we want to put him in the Knesset. And yes, our advertising campaign, thank God, Baruch Hashem, so far is working out very nicely. Last time I checked, I think it was 74,000. Over 74,000 views on our latest advertising campaign. Over 74,000 views. We now have 12 videos that we have put up for advertising. And these videos say all the things I've been saying to you in this video. These videos give to the people of Israel in Hebrew. And the people of Israel are seeing this message. I don't know if a 60-second commercial, 60-second spots, which is basically what our videos are, 60 seconds, sometimes a little bit more, I don't know if that's enough to change someone's a lifetime of brainwashing that someone gets. But at least something is being given to them, some information, some truth is being given to them, finally. Or at least to large numbers of them, to 74,000 of them already have seen it. So at least they're getting something from someone. And God willing, I hope eventually it makes a difference. We're trying the best we can. We're trying to bring the truth to the people of Israel the best we can. If you think that's important, and if you want that to happen, if you want the people of Israel to get the truth, then you're in the right place, because JTF, this is the only American group, this is the only American Jewish group that's doing this. The only group that's doing this. That I can tell you with certainty. In Israel, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party are also doing good work. And we support Moshe Feiglin. If you want to financially support him and support his movement, that's also good. But you want to know something? Even he doesn't say what we say. We support him. And we want people to vote for him. And we're doing everything we can to elect him. But we say things that even he wouldn't say. The bottom line is, we're going to continue this fight. And eventually, despite how grim things may seem in this generation, because that's what it was predicted it would be in the end days, Be'acharit HaYamim, in the end of days, it was predicted that everything would be like this, that light would be darkness, and darkness would be light, and good would be called evil, and evil would be called good. I mean, this was all predicted. But despite all of that, in the end, the good guys are going to win. They are going to win. We're universally promised by all the prophets, by all the Nevi'im in the Bible. In the end, the good and the righteous will prevail. Hashem will intervene, and the good and the righteous will eventually prevail. I don't know if we'll live to see it. I certainly may not live to see it. I'm 62 years old already. So, you know, I may not live to see it. I hope our younger viewers will. I hope I'll live to see it. I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen. But it will happen, and we are getting closer and closer. It could take another 10 years. It could take another 100 years. I don't know how long it's going to take. It could take more. I don't know how long it's going to take. But we are definitely getting there. We're definitely getting close. We're not talking about 1,000 years from now, because we were told that this will, the return of the Jews to the land of Israel, these are the signs, the return, ingathering of the exiles, and the return of the Jews to the land of Israel, and the miraculous victories, and all the things we see taking place in Israel, all these incredible miracles, these are the signs that the final days are coming. So we're getting there. We're getting close. We're getting close. And you have to be blind not to see that what the prophets predicted in the Bible are coming. It is coming true. It is coming true right before our eyes in the land of Israel, with the miracles in the land of Israel. So join with us. Let's fight together. Let's continue to get this message out, because if we wake people up, the faster we wake people up, eventually they're going to wake up. One way or another. But we want them to wake up without tragedies, without mass murder, without terrible things that would have to happen to wake them up. God forbid. We want to wake them up the right way. And the more people we wake up, the better chance we have, and the faster we will bring redemption. And if you want to be part of that process, help us with JTF, support us in JTF, support us financially, and support us as well in terms of spreading the word about JTF, and our videos in Hebrew and in English. And together, we can make this a better world if we fight together as a team. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.